From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and the race for the White House is where we begin this hour. Senator Hillary Clinton took another key step toward solidifying her lead among Democrats over the weekend. For the first time, Clinton has pulled ahead of her rivals in the early voting state of Iowa. For months, Clinton had been locked in a three-way tie with John Edwards and Barack Obama. But a new Des Moines Register poll shows Clinton has taken the lead. Kathy Obradovich is the political editor for the Des Moines Register, and she joins us now to talk about the political shifts in her state. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Michelle.
Now, we should say from the outset that Clinton has taken the lead, but it is a narrow lead. She has 29% of likely caucus-goers supporting her in your poll, compared to 23% for Edwards, 22% for Obama. Nonetheless, she did pull ahead. How'd she do it?
Well, I think part of the reason, Michelle, is that she has been here quite a bit during the summer and fall. She has also spent quite a bit of money on advertising in Iowa, as has Barack Obama. John Edwards, who has been really leading the polls in Iowa for most of the past year, has been here in the state a lot as well, but he has not spent the kind of money on advertising that the other two rivals have.
So in these polls, there's always the question, is she gaining ground or are her rivals slipping?
I think it's a little of both. She has gained ground. Our last Des Moines Register poll was in May, and there have been some other polls in Iowa over the last few months that have shown the three of them up and down a little bit. But if you look back at our last poll, she has gone up considerably from May, and Edwards has slipped from May.
Now, this is good news, obviously, for the Clinton camp. They're certainly crowing about these numbers. But if you read the fine print, the numbers seem to be rather soft. Half of the people in this poll said they might change their mind.
Exactly. It's very far from over. A vast majority of caucusgoers say that their minds are not totally made up. They could still change their mind.
Now, Kathy, let's turn to the Republicans. Your latest poll shows that Mitt Romney is still in the lead, but a newcomer in the race, Fred Thompson, has leapfrogged straight to the second spot, even though he hasn't spent much time in the state.
He has hardly spent any time in the state. I would have to say that the 18% that he got in our poll is based a lot on name recognition. He spent a little time out here at the state fair in August. He just made his latest campaign trip to Iowa, which, by the way, he was here while we were in the field with this poll, so he may have gotten a little bit of a bump there. But he's a well-known candidate. People have been anticipating his arrival in the race and obviously willing to give him a look.
Now, it seems like the voters in your state, and actually some of your columnists also, are warming up to a candidate who's not considered to be one of the front runners, Mike Huckabee.
Yes, Mike Huckabee got people's attention with the Republican straw poll in August. He came in surprisingly in second place in that non-scientific poll, and that got people to give him another look. He tends to satisfy a lot of the conservative credentials that social conservatives in Iowa are looking for. The main thing holding him back, I think, is a perception of him being electable.
Just very quickly, any surprises in the works?
Well, I think that there's a lot of things that could happen between now and caucus time. One of the big surprises for us will be what the date of the caucuses actually is. As you know, we're in motion with a lot of the other early states, and we're kind of waiting to see. And when that caucus date ends up could be good or bad news for some of the candidates.
Kathy Obradovich is the political editor for the Des Moines Register. Kathy, thanks for talking to us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.